It's the beginning of the year. I put on in front of every commissioner seat a handbook, a membership handbook. That is from the governor's office. And tabbed a couple of things that are of interest that you may want to look at. And also the ethics sheet. And the ethics sheet is on a yellow piece of paper. And what was interesting to me about this is it might be the most succinct description of what our parameters are ethics-wise as a public official, and maybe one of the better ones I've seen. I will say it's a little bit stricter than I think it was originally interpreted when the legislation came out, but if that's the directive from the governor's office, that's the directive that we follow. So I would encourage you to read the handbook, the places that are marked, and the ethics sheet as we embark on our 2011 year. It's already been busy since the beginning of the year. We lost a public service representative because we brought Mike here in November and recognized his service. He is still volunteering his time at the commission 3 days a week, believe it or not, to answer phones. He enjoys it, we enjoy it, and we appreciate the help. We laid off our district liaison due to budget issues and hoping to find some savings before the end of the biennium. We had a kickoff with our staff and recognized the positives that we've had in the last year, including the great attitude, the reduction in absenteeism, the improved culture in the office, and had pizza and actually a really good time. We reorganized internally, and we're moving two public service representatives to evaluators, so we'll have five evaluators and three public service reps so that we can front load issuing licenses. With three, we had one out with maternity leave, if anybody was sick, then you were down to one, and if that person was sick the same day the other person was sick, you were down to zero. It was crazy thin. So now we'll have some depth and hopefully some more speed, and we can get those licenses out more quickly. We are launching a new educator account manager in 2 weeks. This will allow anybody who has a license to go in and correct their address, their phone numbers, their email addresses, look at their correspondence after February 1st, and look at the activity going on. If they've applied, they can see if their materials have been received, if the money has been received, and there will be a little space there that tells them what day we are processing licenses. So I've seen it in action. It's really quite weak. Nice. There will be other cells that will be developed along the way, but we're not going to wait till they're done to get it up so we can get that off and running. We're also looking for outside help to update our web, and I'm talking to a couple of people. It will become user-friendly and allow staff to update the materials. It'll get a new look, and we'll address some of those concerns that we've seen in the public service rep, customer service survey. So I'm happy about that. Since one of the people that we moved up into the evaluator position is the person who was opening all the mail and the money, we are having an internal audit of that whole area as we transition to a new employee to make sure everything has gone well. Anytime you transition anybody around money, it's good to look at your processes and make sure there aren't any surprises, make sure you're doing things right. So that should transpire. We're meeting with the folks next week. We also are talking to DAS about doing an internal audit of our processes to see if there's a way we can improve the way we do business. That's all paid for under our client services money, by the way, not new money. We did participate in hosting the Western States Regional Meeting for NASDAQ. I know a couple of you were there in the audience. I know Dean Hitz kicked us off, and Sharon from Lewis and Clark was there. Washington, Hawaii, Montana, Idaho, Arizona, we had great representation there, and probably about 60 people, with about 25 of them from Oregon. Yay. That was nice. Bob attended. And recently, I attended the award ceremony at Western Oregon University. I brought a picture of your award, Hilda. Western Oregon won the Krista McAuliffe Award this year for excellence in teacher education. It was a wonderful noontime event. It was very informal. Several of the other teacher prep folks in the room were there. It just was a wonderful affirmation of the good work that we've done in Oregon, including getting recognition for developing the teacher work sample. Hilda brought a copy. I bought two copies and didn't bring them with me because it makes my briefcase heavy, but bless her heart, she brought me one. There are articles in here. It is Connecting Teaching and Learning, which has been edited by Western staff members, but I noticed Linda had an article in here, and several Oregon teacher educators have articles in the book, and it talks about what we do and how we've worked with the work sample. So it's very exciting to have this piece recognize all of you who contributed here in Oregon. So again, Connecting, Teaching and Learning is the book. Amazon, can we get it on Amazon? There you go, see? And before I move on, let's just give Western and our folks who contributed to the book a hand for their good work. Thank you. Just this week, I was invited by Dean Hitz to join a panel with Teresa Ferrer and Hilda to talk about the status of where we might be headed with teacher effectiveness in Oregon with Linda Darling Hammond. She came in and did a mayor summit in the morning in Portland, and then Randy and PSU sponsored her in the afternoon. I have to tell you, it was one of the more inspirational events that I've attended in a long time in terms of detracting us away from looking exclusively at standardized test scores as a way to measure effectiveness and looking at a much bigger picture. So when I go and listen and interact with people at that level on that issue, I feel a little encouraged. I think sometimes when we get engaged with people who aren't engaged in the profession and they want to focus on those student scores and nothing else, we can kind of see the road we have ahead to help educate people on there are lots of factors that can and should go into these assessments. And finally, we the commission, recently had a chance to interact with the Oregonian again because the Northwest Regional ESD is launching a long distance, really a distance learning, truly, program for Chinese for students, and the teachers will be in Shanghai. See, it was an S city. regardless, they won't bodily be in the state, but the ESD does want to have them licensed, which presents some issues. They are the company, though, that they're contracting with is located in Texas, and these folks have Texas licenses. So it has sort of strained a little bit how we usually go about licensing people, but we're going to figure this out. It looks like they're going to initially start with a limited teaching license, and the commission, I think, probably the time has come to have a policy conversation about a Chinese endorsement on a regular teaching license and what that might look like. So we might have that conversation ahead. But that is really all transpired since our last meeting, and it'll be a good big year. I'll give the legislative report and the other things that are kind of new and hot tomorrow during the commission business. Thank you.